Thanks for joining us. Hollywood Bets Scotsville. I've been looking forward to this meeting, I must say, on the Sunday. I've actually written in the front of the winning form, it says good or disaster. Now, be warned, when we go through this card, I'm going with some real roughy sunshines. I've got some 12 to 1, 16 to 1, 33 to 1. Let's just hope that we're on the mark and some of them can run into the placings. I think we could have some big payouts. Now, on the back page, I mentioned it yesterday. There we are, three polos. We're going into the big season in KZN. I say it's going to be absolutely magnificent. I know there's sunshines down in KZN. The punters, they're going to be out supporting Hollywood and Tab Gold. I believe we're going to have an awesome winter season in KZN. So three polos up for grabs, plus 250,000 in betting vouchers. As I've said before, before actually working for Hollywood, I'm a punter. I've always been a punter. I enjoy the Weinberg branch here in the Western Cape. And very fond of my playing with Hollywood. This runs until the 31st of July. The final draw will be on the 1st of August. But there we go, incentivising punters once again. Three polos up for grabs, plus 250,000 in betting vouchers. Let's hope we can have a piece of that. Don't forget about the Champion Punters Challenge. Those selections are due 5 minutes before the offer of the first race. 12:20, you have to be in by 12:15, the entries. And don't forget about that special feature. I've actually been playing that. Your nine selections on the card, or eight selections, this particular program, eight selections. You can take your doubles, your trebles, those all to comes. And if a few of them arrive, you can still get some good money back. So the first race is www.galloptv.co.za maiden plate. We're going to move through it rather briskly. It is a Sunday. Let's go to www.hollywoodbets.net. And the betting on the first race, number 7 on the card, Catch That Melody, is quoted at 18 to 10. This also opened at 2.86 to 1. There has been some support. You can take out the one Canadian Summer. Now, we have numerous first-timers to go through. Just a mention of some of those. Number 5, Broadway Girl, Sean Veal, Dennis Dreyer. Shown some nice work, Quartet Chance. 6 is Classical Chord from the Michael Miller Yard. We know a force to be reckoned with, of course. That stable will run well, if not too green, is the comment there. And then 9, Let It Snow, caught my eye on the pedigree. The stable comment there, may need the experience, Wendy Whitehead and Warren Kennedy. So those who have run, you certainly have to like a little bit of the favourite. Catch That Melody. This is the first leg of the bipot, as stated. But I just want to mention another horse, and that horse is number 3, Spring Fever, who is at 16.67 to 1. The reason is, last time out, ran against older horses. This was on the Greville Poly Track in a maiden plate. Now, a horse called Ventriloquist was 2.10 lengths in front of Spring Fever. That has come out and won. But if you watch that race, you'll be aware that Spring Fever did not handle the turn. The horse was all over the place. And I'm actually surprised to see finished only 13.2 lengths behind them because took the scenic route home. Robert Carty is aboard. It's back on the turf at Hollywood Bet Scotsville. And maybe Spring Fever is the shrewdie in the first race. Once again, the betting there, 16.67 to 1. 2 to 1 a place. The first four about Spring Fever. That is going to be my lurker in race 1. Race 2 is the start of the place accumulator. This is a juvenile play to be run over the 1,400 metres. Now, in the second race, really, if you go to the Cape form lines, if you go onto form grids, it is very difficult not to side with this favourite. Cousin Casey is quoted at around 11 to 10 with Hollywood Bets. This one is ridden by Donovan Dillon from the Glen Cotson Yard. As I say, the Cape form line stand out an absolute mile in this race. Is drawn wide, 10 out of 12. But really, I think it'll take some beating. Cousin Casey at 11 to 10 is the horse to go with in the second. I have got respect for number 1. Let's Get Together. He was at 8.33 to 1 and 16 to 10 a place. Let's Get Together. I think we'll run a big race in the second. We go on to the third race, which is the start of the Pick 6. This is run over the 7 furlong. The current betting, the market in the third with Hollywood. Now, in this race, they've got a runner, the Hollywood Syndicate nominee, Anthony Del Pesce, a horse called Champompo Champese. Wonderful story behind it. It is a 2.27 to 1, the 7 on the program. They've then got number 4, Silver Falcon, at 4 to 1. They're betting 5 to 1 and better the balance. I'll be quite frank, when it came to this race, I first looked at the form. Then I had a look at the betting. I was very surprised to see Champompa Champisi top of the boards. It's not my first choice. I like number three, Party Time, from the four, Silver Falcon. I like them pretty equally, the three and the four. And then after that, I'm going to go with Champompa Champisi, only fourth. I like Bush Tracker, number five, for third. The fourth race is the first leg of the first jackpot. Now, we're on the subject of Hollywood bets. We just were. We spoke about that favourite, which I'm not too keen on. But this next one, I do like. Hollywood have a runner here who is currently at 4-1 called Isi Vungu Vungu. I think with the weight of 52.5, if you go through some of those form lines, I think this is a massive runner in the fourth race. And that is going to get the thumbs up from me. I'm very strong on Isi Vungu Vungu in the fourth race on the program. Once again, we'll have those selections for you at the end of the insert. Ambiorix has been very disappointing. And if you have a look, you'll find a form line there with Ambiorix. You'll find that Isi Vungu Vungu was 2.90 lengths behind Ambiorix. This was some time ago, but look at the weight turnaround. And that same form line, although you won't see it in winning form, safe return. That's the fourth. Race five, the Grade 3 Strelitzia Stakes, over 1,100 metres. You've got Princess Ozma. There was a lot of talk last time I was down in KZN about the source Princess Ozma. I think she's a fair sort. Must be a big runner. Currently gone from 2.86-1 to 3.03-1. All the support on the Hollywood site is for number nine, Baubles and Beads, who's currently quoted at around 16-10, near 17-10, in from 18-10, went 2-1, and is now shortened in. The two must have a chance as well. One very well on the Poly track. That's the fifth race. Race six is the Grade 3 Godolphin Barb Stakes. Now, here you've got Prophet, number five, who is quoted at 2-1. Number seven, Countdown, is at 2-1. I give Countdown a big shout as well. Richard Faree, Glenn Cotson in this race. And then after that, you've got Gladiatorian at 5-1 and 7-1 and Better the Balance. I know the horse is still a maiden up against winners, but I like a little bit of Aztec Warrior to finish in the money. Aztec Warrior is quoted at 12.5-1, opened 8.33-1. What does catch my eye in that race certainly is the place. What is the price there? Aztec Warrior near 19-10 with Hollywood a placing. Remember, they got the first three on race day, they got the first four. Race seven, the Grade 3 Poinsettia Stakes over the 6 furlongs. Now, here we go. In this race, Favorita we liked last time. That ran an absolute cracker. Favorita's at 4-1. Gimme Dat is at 3.33-1. 6 Full Velocity, also representing those Hollywood bet silks, is at 3.57-1. I'm going to take my chances with a horse who is quoted currently at 33-1. A horse called All of Me from the Cornet Spice Yard with Donovan Dillon aboard, a 12-time winner. They've tried this horse on 3 occasions at Scottsville in Pietermaritzburg, Hollywood bet Scottsville. Hasn't fared well, but I like a little bit of All of Me at a big price in race 7. A placing there, the first 4 placings on that runner is certainly generous, 6.66-1 to run into the first 3. We end off with race 8, the Hollywood bet's Bright Future over the 1,400 metres. And in this race, well, we've seen Mace Roberts, Rachel Wernicke come to form. I like a little bit of number 5, Jax Bird. Jax Bird currently in the betting market is at 12.5-1 a win, 2.5-1 a placing. Lady Serena, you must have some respect. That certainly would be my second choice. And that is the programme at Hollywood Bet Scottsville come the Sunday. We look forward to it. We'll be back on Monday. Once again, we've got the Champion Punters Challenge, Instant Millionaire, as Hollywood Bets, that purple heart, continue to incentivize punters. Enjoy sunshines, hit them hard. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.